Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. Check that out when you get a chance. David Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-CEO, co-founder of Housewares America. She's the inventor and the entrepreneur behind the green bags and the green boxes and the cake taker and the donut stacker. That's a new one I think we need to work on. The donut stacker. See, that way I can hold it. I can hold in my hand the stacker, and I can just put the donuts on top of the stacker, see?
Wait, so you could have donuts while you're cutting cake.
Exactly. There you go. You're way ahead of me. Debbie, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about
hidden
inflation. And we've been talking, and the problem is, Debbie, if you and I, more and more of us are working to support, we're working as integrated partners with big companies. In fact, more and more of the things that people buy from big companies originated with a small company. So if you and I tried to pull some of this hidden inflation stuff on our big customer, if we tried to give them 5 pence for the price of 6, that would last about 35 seconds, wouldn't it?
It's a very short conversation.
It wouldn't be allowed. And so that's the reason why, one other reason why it's tougher and tougher to be a small business owner. You got another example you were going to tell me about on hidden inflation.
Yeah, you know, we always used to think 2-for-1 was a great deal, mm-hmm. right? You got 2 of the thing you're buying for the price of 1. Well,
like,
now, in
like,
what
like,
I've been
like 2 Twinkies
at,
or 2 snowballs or 2 Hostess cupcakes or something like that, right?
Oh, this man is on a mission. 2 of anything has that. But right now, what's happening is that when you buy 2-for-1, you're really getting maybe 1.5 of the original value. It would be very unusual for you to get a full 100% of the original value by buying 2 of something. They fool you. It's all trick the eye kind of things. And these are things that we have, as business owners, hits our bottom line all the time because we're also consumers of products. So we have to watch our expenses. We have to watch what we're doing all the time. And when you get to the point and you say to yourself, how do I reduce my overhead to allow for the expenses I have? You know, there's only just so much you can do. So this is why it upsets me so much. There are so many people who say, I don't know where to reduce costs anymore, where I can reduce what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I have to travel. I have to have supplies. I have to have this. I have to have that. So as consumers, it hits our bottom line. As businesses, it hits the bottom line.
And I'm worried about the retailers out there, Debbie, who resell these products you're talking about, and they're the ones who get the mouth from the customers about when they're unhappy like you are.
And then what happens? You know, they don't go in and say, you know, listen, store X, you know, I'm not going to buy your so-and-so. It's a product name. You know, it's the guy who's supplying that product that's actually going to take the hit because the consumer's mad at you, too. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, what can you do? The cost of the actual production has gone up. The cost of the raw materials has gone. Everything has gone up, but you're not allowed to raise your price.
And the thing is what people have to realize, and I've been saying this for a long time, Debbie, what we're fighting, if you think you're going to change corporate America, forget about it, because their chains are being jerked by Wall Street and by the analysts who demand certain performance, and there is no humanity in those decisions. It's all about numbers.
If you and I wanted
to change our practices with our customers and give them a little bit more, we could do that. If we fall short for a customer and the customer points it out and it looks like it might hurt our business, we can change our behavior if we want to, because we decide that. Corporate America is pretty much largely being controlled by Wall Street, more and more. And one example of why I've noticed, you'd be surprised how many companies are thinking about going back private because they're tired of being jerked around by Wall Street.
Absolutely. You know, you fall into a pattern, and when you get used to something, it's just there. It just exists.
Mm-hmm.
When everything you see is now the same size, and you don't notice that the one behind it is a little bit bigger,
yep.
You just fall into it. It is what it is. Being helpless is not a funny place.
Don't you love Debbie, ladies and gentlemen? She's a big shot celebrity. You know, and yet she does her own shopping in the office supply. She goes to the grocery store. That's what we love about you, Debbie.
I am my people.
You're one of us, Debbie. Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job. You know we love you. Come back soon.
It's always my pleasure. Love you too.
Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. DebbieMeyer.com. Check it out. The green bags and the green boxes and all those things. Don't forget the cake taker. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.